This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are listening to Australian Fridays on Joy 94.9, and a big thank you to Michael for the news. You are here tonight in a with us in a studio that smells as though I should be finding a dirty jockstrap under the desk.
Yeah, normally when you get that man smell, there's normally leather mats and all the accessories that go with it, isn't there?
Correct, or you know, a room full of naked men who are showering after a big game. However, we've just rolled the bikes out, and it still smells like there are people in here.
Look, I reckon that this sort of smell in here could have created its own fundraiser, really.
Oh, I think so.
I think there was a bit of a missed opportunity.
Ode to Joy for the next fundraiser.
Oh, yes, definitely.
A bottle for $10 in the foyer.
Oh, I'm there. I'll have five, please.
We'll get some next week. We'll get back for the suite next week. It's a big show tonight. Lots to talk about. It's all very girls tonight. Lots of girls.
It is, as opposed
to the boys who've been in here today.
Yes, our lovely listener from last week had nominated, after I threatened to play nursery rhymes for 2 hours remix,
yes.
That we put it out there and said, would you want girl bands or boy bands?
Exactly.
For next week. So, we listened, and we have an entire show full of girl band songs.
Yeah, it's all girls.
So we're going to kick it off with something a bit old school, something a bit disco.
Yeah.
So a little bit of Diana Ross and the Supremes with You Can't Hurry Love on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And that was You Can't Hurry Love by Diana Ross and the Supremes, one of the original girl bands.
Oh, yeah, one of the best, I think.
Yeah,
one of the best. No one can say that Motown is a bad place to be.
No.
Motown is not Motown. Remember that.
Oh, you need to get a badge with that made on it.
I should. Or a big t-shirt, perhaps.
Yes.
Like one of those big white t-shirts. It'd be like, Motown is not Motown. Or have like Motown in some sort of red circle with a line through it.
You're a marketer's dream, really, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm full of it. I am. I'm full of good
You're
ideas.
Wasting yourself as a teacher.
I know. But we'll survive. We'll get there.
Indeed. Now, I wanted to have a bit of a chat about somebody that I went to see over the weekend, last weekend. It was my first time seeing this person, and the wonderful Pam Ann was playing at the Athenaeum.
Yes.
And I've got to say, I went there and I didn't know anything about Pam Ann.
Yep.
And I knew that the show was sort of based around airlines, but I didn't really know much more than that. I've got to say, it was one of the most enjoyable shows I have seen in my life. It was out of this world, offensive, funny, and I think if you're the sort of person who can take the piss out of yourself, then you'll really get into this. And you could see that there were some people who were genuinely shocked by what was going on. But I'd love to know if you were there. It went for 3 nights or something over last weekend. If you were there, what did you think? 0427 Joy 949. I absolutely loved it. And sitting behind me was her mum.
Magic.
Mm. So there were some lines there that she'd look over quite nervously towards her mum while she was going through these lines, which go into her extracurricular activities quite graphically.
Yeah, they're not sort of the sort of things that you'd want to be talking to your mum about, really, are they?
No, but apparently her dad was going the next night.
Excellent.
So that would have been a little bit more awkward for her.
A little bit, but at least mum could have just worded him up before he went.
That's true.
So he wasn't too shocked.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's renowned.
If I was the mother, I'd be saying to the father, it might be a good idea if you don't go.
Or just go to the toilet when you hear her say this part.
No, the whole thing. It was 2 hours of Wrong Town, but so funny.
She's renowned for her, how can I say, irreverent?
Yes.
Irreverency,
yes.
I think, would be the best, the most politically correct way of saying it.
Yeah.
It's quite a show.
It is indeed.
And the funny thing is she's often mistaken for a drag queen.
Well, when I first saw her, I thought, is she or isn't she? And because I didn't know anything about her, my first reaction was, yeah, she is.
Oh.
But then later realised that, no, she's not.
No, she's all woman.
Mm.
All woman.
Hear her roar.
Oh, yeah. Mm. She likes to roar. That old Pam Ann.
Yes. So if you get the opportunity to head along and see her again, definitely go. I know I'll be there with bells on. Next time.
What sort of bells would you be wearing today?
I go to a lot of things with bells on.
You
don't
do.
I?
You must have a big collection of bells. Are they handbells? Cowbell? I like the cowbell.
A big cowbell around my neck. That'd be awesome. Pretty. Yeah.
You'd make a tingle as you walked around.
It would be more than a tingle.
Oh, yeah. You could moo in the middle and people would think you were ready to milk.
That's true.
Like a moo moo dairy cow.
Okay, well, we're going to jump back into the girl bands. Now, a girl band which was formed by some rejects of some reality TV shows. Look, I shouldn't say rejects.
No, it's
I'm going to say people who didn't get the top spot.
No, that's right. But, hey, sometimes the second place people or the third or the last place people sometimes are the most entertaining.
That's right.
That's
indeed.
All. That's
indeed.
All.
So here's a bit of Young Divas at a very weird time of the year to be playing this, but this is my favourite one of
theirs.
Although
The weather works.
Exactly, indeed. So here's a bit of Dear Santa by Young Divas.
And of course, we are your favourite gay radio station program, SM Fridays with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9. That was Young Divas with Dear Santa, which probably doesn't really work well for August. However,
it was campus Christmas.
It was campus Christmas, and the weather at the moment matches it quite well. All it is snow, and we should be about fine. I think it's ridiculous.
Look, I reckon it was nearly cold enough to snow. Today it was freezing, but I was actually based down in Warrnambool this week for work.
Yeah,
and I got out of work yesterday just after lunch.
Yeah,
and it was 20 degrees. It was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's nice. What are you doing in Warrnambool? What were you doing? Watching the whales? Were you watching the whales?
No, it was one of them.
Oh, that's nice. In the bath.
Yes.
In the sea.
No, I was down there for work. Based down there for work for the week. So got to drive down there on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And normally, look, work aren't too bad with dishing out some decent accommodation.
Yeah.
There's been a few hits and misses, like being put in some disabled rooms and whatnot.
It's a bigger bed.
And bigger doors. But I did go into the bathroom. I remember being put in this room. It must have been the last room available in the hotel.
Yeah.
And I walked into the room and I was thinking, something's not right. Something's just different about the room.
Okay.
Right? And I'm thinking, look, it's spacious. Yeah. Yes, it's very spacious. And I go into the bathroom, and it wasn't until the next day that I went for a shower, and it's just a wraparound curtain.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm having a shower going, oh, this is an interesting shower for a hotel. And then I went to go and have a shave, and being 6'3", and having to go towards the ground for the sink made me realize, and the penny dropped then. So look, it took a good 24 hours for me to have the penny drop.
And what was that penny that dropped? That the basin was a long way down.
yeah.
Oh no.
So that was the light bulb moment for
what
me.
What how different was it? Like what sort of?
Oh, it wasn't overly different. I think that's the thing that threw me. Was that it felt like a normal hotel room, but little bits about it were just a bit different. Mm-hmm. So, So a bit different. But this hotel down in Warrnambool that we're at, oh, my God, it was absolutely amazing. They've got geothermal spa baths and swimming pools, and it's right on the beach, and you've got the view. For some reason, the birds are chirping at 3 a.m.,
which they're very
happy. Quite weird.
They're very happy birds down there. That's the reason
they're holiday birds.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But wouldn't they sleep in for longer than if they're holiday birds?
Oh, yeah, true. No, they're up late.
Oh, okay.
Because they're on holidays.
So they're still awake? Are they still awake at 3? Or are they waking up at 3?
Oh, no, they're still awake at 3.
So they turn into nocturnal animals on holidays?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit freaky, isn't it? Hmm. Nocturnal birds. So would an owl then decide to stay up during the day instead of at night?
Yes. It's a party owl.
Party owl.
A night owl. A day owl. Yeah, so that was my week. It was, apart from the working side of it, it was actually a really nice, relaxing week.
Oh, you're
so
very
now
lucky.
I get to come home. Today's Friday, and I've got my weekend.
Excellent.
It's just wonderful.
Nice. Mm. I didn't have that sort of luck this week. It was a very boring week for me.
Look, I saw a picture on one of your social media sites of what you got up to today.
Well, you can follow us as well on social media, joy.org.au/smfridays. No, I was a bear today.
I was a bear.
And that differs from your weekends, how?
Well, I actually dressed up as one today.
Oh, okay, yes.
I actually had ears on, ears, and a little nose.
Oh, wow.
And because I was Papa Bear. Out of with the so my colleagues that
and
I
that
work
differs
with
from your weekends
my colleagues I'm not Papa Bear colleagues that I work
oh,
with
oh okay yep
I was Papa Bear, two of the other girls were Baby and Mama Bear, and one of the other girls was Goldilocks.
Ah, right.
And so we're girls and three bears. Yep. So normally I'm the Baby Bear, aka the cub. You know, that's fine. But in this situation, I was in charge. Yes. So I had my flanny shirt on. I had to get one especially for the occasion because I don't own flannelette shirts.
Yeah. Oh, rubbish.
It's true. I don't. I had to go and buy one. I had to go and buy a shirt. I had my black T-shirt underneath, which I've still got on.
Yes.
Stuffed some pillows in to fatten me up a little bit.
Did you have porridge?
I didn't have porridge because Goldilocks stole my porridge. She had the porridge. So my little ears on. I did
can't
a little
trust
black
her.
Nose. I know. I know. It's
just a thief.
It's that big blonde hair. That's the problem, right?
It's deceiving.
You see this girl and you think, oh, she's cute. That's nice. She has big blonde hair and she skips along with her basket. And it's all very lovely. But in actual fact, she's a nasty piece of work who should be kept at home, locked in her room and never let out
at all. A kleptomaniac.
She is a kleptomaniac and a criminal who should be thrown in jail for a long time.
See, I think we should revamp that story and put it to film.
I think in the next story, she does get eaten by Papa Bear. I think there should be a very graphic scene where Papa Bear catches her as she escapes with the porridge, leaving behind broken beds and broken chairs.
Speaking of films, guess where I'm off to this weekend?
Where are you off to this weekend?
I scored tickets to the world premiere of Kath and Kim at Fountain Lakes.
Hello. Will you be going in your best moccasins to go and see it?
Look, I consider dressing up as Sharon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it didn't happen. Not gonna work.
Yeah, I don't have the red wig. Oh, the pash rash, you know.
Oh, that's easily doable.
All fixed in a night out, really.
Oh, yeah. Just head out tonight, you'd be right.
Indeed. Now, we're going to come back after the next track and have a chat about, speaking of film and television, and my attempt to get myself on television, as we've heard over previous weeks.
Oh, yes.
Some epic fails of auditions, especially when it comes to reality TV. But I did get an email today which said that I'd been accepted to go for a final audition before hitting the screen. Ooh. So we're going to come back and have a chat about that. In the meantime, we've got some more girl bands. So this time I've chosen Sugar Babes, who would have to be, I reckon, my favourite girl band.
Yeah.
One of the band members, not the existing one, they've had so many reshuffles.
They
and,
always do.
Yeah. They've changed their lineup a million times, but apparently they're all getting, the originals are getting back together again.
Oh, gee. Everyone's doing it. Speaking of, there'll be some of that later as well.
Yes, yes. So so here's a bit of Red Dress by the Sugar Babes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are on Joy 94.9. This is S&M Fridays with Simon Michael. That was Sherry Needles. And you heard Bootylicious by Destiny's Child before a little while ago.
And they were the second biggest selling girl band of all time.
Ooh, that's a big call to make.
Yeah.
Ooh. So far we've had Diana Ross and her Supremes. We've had the Young Divas. We've had some Sugar Babes. Had some Destiny's Child. Is there something that's missing? We want to know what girl groups you would like to hear, or what's your favourite girl group?
Excellent. Now, earlier on in the week, I got to catch up with one of this country's most famous DJs, most recognised DJs, John Corse.
Oh, good old John Corsi.
Yes.
That's Corsi.
Corsi. Corsi, otherwise known as Corsi.
Correct.
Now, he's been on my other program on Joy a couple of times before, so it was good to catch up with him again.
Oh, good mate. So you were mates. Like, yeah, he's my friend, John.
BFFs.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask him whether he'd say the same about me, because I'm sure the answer would be quite different.
Depends if he's, however, if he's on tape or not. You know.
Oh, true. And the restraining order would make a difference as well.
Probably, yeah.
So, so I got to catch up with John. One thing I do like about John Corse is that he's got such a grasp on the dance music industry in Australia. So I got some one-on-one time with him, and here is my chat.
You're on S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael, and tonight's special guest is the absolute legend and one of this country's best house music producers and DJs. It's Mr. John Corse. How are you, John?
I'm very good. Nice to be on Joy.
Now, it's been a couple of years since we've spoken to you last. Tell us what's been keeping you busy.
Well, I've always got something going on, I have to say. Still living in sunny Melbourne. Well, not so sunny during the winter, but I've been continuing to run Vicious, which is a label we started, you know, almost 20 years ago now, believe it or not.
Wow.
So I've had some great stuff out over the last couple of years. Obviously, we did the Pot Bellies, which everybody knows, but we've done, you know, a lot of underground stuff with a guy called Anger Demas from Indonesia, who we manage and who's done a whole stack of collaborations with various people like Laidback Luke or Steve Aoki and Tiesto. So he's an act that we manage, but we also put his music out. You know, Vicious, the record label, we have three labels now. We've got the main Vicious label. We also have a label called Vicious Bitch, and we also have Vicious Black, which is a lot more underground and kind of deep house and a little bit of tech stuff. So,
oh, wow.
You know, that keeps me very busy as far as the midweek stuff goes. And then on the weekend, obviously DJing, I was playing down at Super Disco before it finished, which is obviously where One Love used to be. And then, you know, tour around the country regularly. Don't really have a 100%, you know, week in, week out residency in Melbourne, but I tend to play this weekend. I did a gig out at a place called Club called Green Apple that they're running out in the eastern suburbs, and then after that I played at Billboard on Friday night. I played at 161, so I'm regularly doing gigs in Melbourne, but, you know, I was a resident at One Love for so long, and everybody used to be able to find me there every week, so, you know, so all that sort of stuff's going on. And also we've got a podcast that we launch for Vicious, so I mix that every month and do all the voiceovers and stuff for that. So all of that keeps me busy, and then mixing the odd CD like this one.
Yeah, now we're chatting to you today because you've mixed the new One Love compilation, Mobile Disco 2012, with Chris Lake and a recent guest on our program, Acid Jax. You mixed the very first one for One Love. How has your music style changed since then, or has it?
Well, look, I mean, I guess my music love hasn't changed, but, you know, when you're mixing a CD, you can't, I mean, I guess you can if you want to sell it to your 20 people that absolutely are your best friends and love what you do.
Yeah.
You can put anything you want on it and keep it as underground as you want. But the whole concept of a mix CD is to try and give a bit of a snapshot of what's going on in clubland. And, you know, the first One Love CD, we just put the music that we were playing at One Love. I mean, me and Goodwill did it. It's nearly 10 years ago that we put that CD out. You know, the interesting thing is that it had, you know, records by, you know, artists that have evolved as well, like Cascade, I think, was on that original CD, and now, you know, he plays a lot tougher and a lot more big room. So the music style, I guess, changes with the times, and but the flavour of it is still definitely clubland. I mean, on my disc, the disc that I've just mixed, you know, there's a kind of starts off with a couple of really big kind of club anthems, but it's got the new records from Kaz James, a couple of things that people know, and then it gets a little bit more underground. And it's got a really great record by the Lovebird featuring Novica called This Time, which I absolutely love, and I'm stoked that I got to put it on, because a lot of the time when you do a CD, you don't always get to put on a lot of the more underground things that you'd love to put on, because, you know, I guess the CDs are aimed at a certain market, whereas I guess the One Love vibe has always been, you know, very, very club orientated CDs. So I got to put a whole bunch of stuff in the middle that I really, really dug, and kind of went back to that kind of house sound that I guess, you know, 10 or 12 years ago I was known a lot more for, because house music was a lot bigger then, whereas now we've got, you know, a lot electro and kind of progressive house that's quite big in clubland.
The track list for your CD on Mobile Disco is amazing, and since we spoke last, I've had the chance to interview a lot of the artists that feature in your mix, like Ivan Goff, Phoenix Paul, Richard Vision, Luciana, Tom Piper, Cascade, Cedric Gervais, and Static Revenger as well.
Wow, that's quite a list.
Yeah. So they've all been a part of this program. And so I was looking at this track listing going, wow, this is right up my alley. I absolutely love it.
Like the best of your program.
Yeah, pretty much. And one of my favourite underground acts, which you mentioned before, Tom Piper, I saw that you had a track of his in there as well. And I love that it goes from one of the biggest dance tracks of the last 6 months into underground, and it sort of goes through a few different genres, but such a fantastic mix in one. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, look, I'm glad that you got that feedback. I mean, it's never easy to do a CD when you're changing the kind of flavour of it, because you've got to be careful about the flow of it. Mm. And obviously, a record like, as an example, Maceo Plex Sex Appeal. I mean, for those that don't know, Maceo Plex has probably been one of the biggest underground acts to emerge of the last 2 years. And it's an act that a lot of, I guess, mainstream people would never have heard of. And to get a record like that into a mix where 5 or 6 songs before you had something like Richard Vision versus Luciana, which is, you know, a big radio kind of pop dance record, you've got to be careful about how you get the flow. But I like the feel of the mix, and I've listened back to it a few times, you know, when I've been just wandering around, going to do some exercise or something, and just hear it back. And the flow is good, and it does give a real different perspective of, you know, the styles of music that are out there. It goes from, you know, big room house like In My Mind that everybody knows, with which Ivan and the Phoenix Paul Boys made, obviously,
yeah,
into some deeper stuff. And then towards the end, it gets more towards the kind of electro sound that's around. So, you know, it's fun to put it together. It's not always easy, but I think the CD is a really good snapshot of what's going on in Clubland. And, I mean, whether you would hear all those songs on the same night in the same club, I'm not sure,
yep,
because Clubland's a lot more fragmented now. And if, yeah, you like kind of deep house, you go to the deep house club. And if you like, you know, kind of more pop dance stuff, you go to the pop dance club. So, you know, but it's nice to get them all in one thing, and it's nice to think that there's going to be some people who are into quite mainstream sounds who'll buy the CD, and they're going to get introduced to some, you know, fresh kind of house stuff that's going on, like Maceo Plex and Jamie Jones and the Lovebirds and stuff like that. So I think it's a good balance, and it keeps the CD sounding quite fresh.
You seem to be doing a lot of touring, and I did actually see on your Facebook page that you've played some gigs recently with Martin Solvig and Boy George at Paradise Club in Mykonos. That's one of the most amazing clubs in the world. Tell us about your time there.
Yeah, look, believe it or not, the biggest percentage of tourists in Mykonos in July are Australians. Even though we only have a small population, it seems that they all, every single one of them, it feels like when you're there, go to Mykonos, because there's a whole bunch of Australian acts that get booked to play at that club every July,
yeah,
right from the start of July till the end. And always a pleasure to go there. It is one of the, you know, best party islands in the world, I would say. I mean, Ibiza is obviously the pinnacle of clubbing, but the difference with Mykonos is you've got a couple of really amazing clubs there, and then you've got lots of beaches and chill-out time. I mean, people don't go there just to club, but they have a great option with some great parties. And the week that I was there, I did a gig with Boy George at the start of the week, and,
yep,
then at the end of the week, I did, which I've done for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, I've supported Martin Solvig with his gig that he plays every year at Paradise Club. So,
wow,
you know, I've known Martin for a few years now, and he's very respectful, and every time he, you know, he introduces me to everybody at the crowd and thanks me for playing. And, you know, he's a guy, again, another guy, when we talk about music styles changing, that went from, you know, a very housey sound to more of a big room sound. And, you know, that's why he's still getting booked at places like that, because he's adapted to, you know, fresh sounds. And one of the things I love about dance music is, you know, you keep your open mind, and there's always new stuff coming that you're like, wow, this is great, this is great. You know, he's a guy that's managed to adapt very well. And playing over there is great. I mean, it doesn't rain in Mykonos between May and October. It's 30 degrees every day. The weather's perfect. You're in between gigs. You're chilling on a beach, eating some great food, hanging out with some, you know, a lot of, believe it or not, a lot of music industry people go there. So you're hanging out with people, networking, but also chilling and then playing amazing gigs. I mean, what more can you ask for, really?
It sounds like a tough life.
Well, you know, someone's got to do it. You know, the inside of planes, no fun. But when you get, yeah, to where you're going, and I do a lot of touring, as you said. I mean, I'm basically a permanent touring DJ now. I don't really have a residency anywhere like I used to have with One Love. So I'm, yeah, always on the road. I'm always doing flights. But once you get there, you know, people are very positive about having DJs play, and it's always good fun.
It's the 3rd of November that you're playing Prince of Wales in Melbourne, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
I'm playing the Homecoming.
That's right,
which,
yeah,
is the night that's replaced what used to be Super Disco and before that One Love. So, you know, that's my home ground, I feel like.
Awesome.
It's like where I love to play. So if you're about, come down on the 3rd of November and say hello and hear some fresh music.
I'll be there, definitely. Thank you so much again for the chat, John. It was great to catch up with you after so long, and definitely see you at Prince of Wales.
Cheers. Thanks,
Excellent.
Ben.
Thanks very much.
What a wonderful man to chat to.
He's a nice, nice man. So kind and caring.
Yes, and very, very giving when it comes to interviews.
It's nice when you have someone who you can just say, like, one question to, and they can just talk and talk and talk.
And run with it.
And yeah. run with it. And, or, and well... talk and it makes sense as opposed to talk and just fill in time.
And ramble. And yes, ramble on. We're going to get back into the girl bands now. And one girl band that was around, look, at the tail end of the 90s.
Yes.
An Irish girl band. Do you know who I'm thinking
an
of?
An Irish girl band. Irish. They danced. They had violins. Bewitched.
Wonderful.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to SNM Fridays on Joy 94.9, and I've just sat down after Irish dancing.
You went on Michael Flatley on the send for a second.
Look,
didn't you?
I was river dancing my little heart out.
What is he up to these days?
Oh, I think he's just rolling in
retired,
dough.
Retired. Yeah.
He's in a bar.
Like, yeah, living like DuckTales. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes.
In the big tower.
With... In the big vault, and he dives into the coins and just splashes around. He's very McDuck. Very McDuck at the moment.
Indeed.
But that was C'est La Vie. And look, I never thought that I would ever hear Bewitched on a radio station ever again.
Not again, no. But only here.
It's only on Joy.
We're lucky we've got that platform.
Exactly right. We can do what we like.
Free reign of the
exactly.
music.
Exactly.
So I've got to say a big hello to my mum who's listening as well.
Hello. So there's
all
no
the
mum,
way from Gippsland.
There's no mum stories tonight.
There isn't. Thankfully, there's no mum stories.
Thankfully.
That'll be getting her all paranoid now.
It would be. That's right. Luckily, she can't yet listen into the previous shows. Soon, though, hopefully she will. Just a couple of things. We've had a message from Adrian saying that his girl group that he has to have is Bananarama. And Adrian, keep listening. The next hour, there will be some Bananarama for your listening enjoyment.
Speaking of disco, the last track from me for the night before we get onto your girl band is from the movie Dreamgirls.
Oh, yes.
Now, one of the best movies out there to sort of showcase the Motown gospel sounds of girl bands. And so I've got a bit of One Night Only to see us through to the S&M Fridays news.
Joy 94.9.
Joy. It's 2 minutes past eight and currently 11 degrees in Melbourne. Good evening, I'm Michael with your S&M Fridays news of the week. An English woman has been knocked unconscious while sitting on the toilet. The 27-year-old woman was in a portable toilet in Dalbeattie on Saturday night when a group of teens pushed the toilet over. Bystanders rescued the woman from the toppled toilet and she was taken to Dumfries and Galloway Royal Infirmary where she was eventually discharged. Police have appealed for help to catch the perps brown-handed. Indonesian scientists have unearthed an unusual species of rat that cannot gnaw or chew. The rodent, called Porcendotomus vermidax, has fang-like upper incisors that are useless for gnawing and no back teeth. The rodent instead eats earthworms, which are abundant on the island of Sulawesi. The rat is very similar to other rats with its rat's tail, but also has a long, thin nose similar to a shrew's. Dr. Kevin Rowe from Museum Victoria here in Melbourne explained that there are more than 2,200 rodent species in the world, and until this discovery, all had molars in the back of their mouth and incisors at the front. This is an example of how species, when faced with a new ecological opportunity, in this case an abundance of earthworms, can involve the loss of traits that were wildly successful in previous circumstances. Earthworms are not recommended eating, though, for those without teeth. And finally, a man's taken the adage of an eye for an eye to a new level in Nepal this week. Mohammed Salmo Mia, a 55-year-old villager, chased a snake which bit him in his rice paddy on Tuesday. Once he caught it, Mia bit the cobra until it died. "I could have killed it with a stick, but bit it with my teeth instead because I was angry," explained the man. Police have reported that the man is not in danger of dying and will not be charged with killing the snake, as it is not an endangered species in Nepal. Locals have been warned about possible snake revenge attacks.
Well, I particularly enjoyed the news. I don't know whether everybody heard me laughing in the background.
That was entertaining.
I did enjoy it.
It's interesting. There were some interesting things that came up. I think my favourite was the woman in the toilet. And unfortunately, the actual news that was available was very, very slim. There was like a tiny bit of a police report, And that's it. I would have loved some photos, you know, some of the evidence.
Not at the first story.
Yeah, it'd be good. Would have been fun.
If anybody's ever watched Jackass,
yes,
they get one of those toilets and put it in like a human, you know, the slingshot sort of bungee jumping things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not something you want to watch while you're eating dinner.
Oh, but that's okay. It'd be the later news. It wouldn't be like the 6 o'clock news.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's all right. That's okay.
Speaking of television.
Yes.
I did want to touch on something that did happen to me today. Open up my email and probably, I reckon it'd be maybe 9 months ago, maybe even more.
Yeah.
I was sitting there with nothing to do and I thought, why not fill out an application for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Because why wouldn't you in your spare time?
Exactly. Exactly. It shows how exciting my life is.
Oh,
so,
no comment.
So, look, I'll confess, I don't feel that I'm the sharpest tool in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did get an email back going, we want you to come in for a final interview before going to television. So, when I did the test, so you go through like a 10-question test before you get accepted to go on to the next round. And I know that I got 9 out of 10 of them right, and one of them I was unsure of. So I'm thinking, okay, I didn't do too bad. So, yeah, I need to find a way to get very, very smart very, very quick.
That's going to be tricky, isn't it, for you?
Look, there's going to be a lot of internet.
There will be.
I think. Downloads will be at an all-time high.
It's important to know these things before you start. There's nothing worse than being on television and not knowing what you're talking about.
And look, I do have the game, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit there have been a couple of times where I haven't passed the $100 question.
Oh, no.
Just because it's a question from so long ago that I just don't know, or there's some sort of confusing element of the question, and I'm really, really hoping that that's not going to happen to me on national television.
But it can happen, though. It can happen to anyone. You do know that. You could make a fool of yourself even with all the preparation.
Oh, look, I'm sure I'll do that regardless of what the question is.
Look, as long as you've got yourself organised and prepared beforehand, you should be right.
Mm.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to SM Fridays with Simon and Michael. Wow, that went on.
It did. That was the 12-inch extended mix.
It was good, though. I haven't heard that song for ages.
Oh, it's been... I often listen to these songs in the car just so I know what's going on in them before I put them on, you know, just so I know if there's music and stuff. Like the last one, Pussycat Doll one, I'll sort of mix that up. However, I just bop along to that one. It's wonderful. It's great.
Yes.
It's been a long time since something like that, and it just keeps playing and playing and playing, and you just never can get sick of it every time you hear it.
Yeah, and it always makes you in a good mood.
Always. It's wonderful. It's good.
Yeah. So that was by the Pointer Sisters.
Yes.
Now, a question I've got for you.
Yeah.
Now, before we went to the songs, we were discussing how I can get smart very quickly.
Yes, yes.
So I need to brush up on my general knowledge.
You do.
Now, I have a question for you.
Mm.
And look, I'm a fan of asking some really stupid questions.
Oh, but they're good. No question is a stupid question.
This could
question.
Be my undoing.
Okay.
Were the Pointer Sisters actually sisters?
That's an excellent question. I'm not sure. They could have been. They might not have been. I don't know.
So I'm trying to brush up my hit the tricky questions before I'm actually asking them on national television.
Yeah, it's probably best.
Because I know it'll be a music question that'll undo me. it'll be the genre that's meant to be my forte that'll be the undoing. I can see it now.
Yeah, it's that one that you're introduced as being really good at.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll find one that'll just get you.
Oh, well, you have to start doing some practice. When's this audition of yours?
It's not till halfway through September.
Oh, you got a bit of time, a couple of weeks.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yes, so I've got time to browse the internet.
Oh, yes. Do some looking around the place, looking at some factual sites. You don't want to be looking at things that aren't real.
Wikipedia.
it's okay. It has its moments, but generally it should be okay for most things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why not. This next track is from... The most one of the biggest girl groups of all time.
The Spice Girls.
They were the biggest girl group.
They are. That's just true. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yep. It is. You know, put together for a bit of fun.
Who's a call a spade a spade? Carmel?
Oh, I reckon a couple of those would you just spade on each other. Mm. Just, I'm just saying, just quietly.
Did you see the look on Victoria Beckham's face?
I'm not sure if she just wasn't happy to be there or it's her normal face. That's just a happy face anyway.
When the wind changes.
Isn't
it funny? Back when I was a child, and my mum's listening in, she used to use the phrase, don't make that face because if the wind changes, you'll be stuck with that face. Yeah. Now, Botox has replaced it.
Exactly.
And it's all the rage.
Maybe we should call that Botox should be nicknamed the wind.
I could have saved thousands of dollars if my face had just changed back when I was a child.
Oh, if only. We can go back and test. We'll go back in time and fix it up for
you.
Yes,
true.
However, right now, on Joy, is the closing ceremony version of the Spice Girls medley.
Exciting.
Wannabe and Spice Up Your Life. Listen for the taxis beeping, because, you know, at least you know they're coming. There they are.
Joy 94.9.
We're all holding on, all of us. Even
like they are as well.
They're holding on tight.
On.
Those atomic kittens, they're holding on tight.
I know.
That was holding on. Yeah, the tightest high. Get the feeling. That was actually the Groove Brothers mix of the track.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that wasn't the, that was
well,
the
it, look. It was very good.
Yeah, you know, you know, bit of atomic kitten. Mm. They're another one who they didn't do too badly.
Yes,
but then you know, and you occasionally hear them here and there.
Thanks to their celebrity hookups. You know who one of them was married to?
Who? Which one?
Was it Brian McFadden before Delta Goodrum?
Maybe.
And
yeah,
then she either had a child or a meltdown.
Oh, look,
or both.
Both. They're both the same, really, aren't they?
You normally have both that order, really, don't you?
It's not chicken egg with that one. It's
what comes first, the child or the meltdown?
Oh, I think it's the child first.
Well, my mum is listening, so let us know, mum. 0427-949.
We need to know. There's experience there that we don't have.
Joy 94.9.
We're going to jump overseas and head to Vegas.
Vegas.
What do you imagine Vegas to be?
Oh, bright lights and mm-hmm. fun and, you know, getting up to mischief because you can because it's Vegas.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Gambling.
Yes.
What else is there? Shows?
Ding.
Theatre, dinner and show?
Ding.
Ooh. I like shows.
It's like, what's that show? Family Feud?
With the bum bum.
What would you do in Vegas? And you go through
100 people have been surveyed for their answer.
Yeah.
And the top 6 answers were...
Wasn't it funny how 10 years ago game shows were the be-all and end-all of television? You know, you've had like the It's a Knockouts and what was that show, Dare?
Double Dare.
Yeah, I used to love that one. And game shows were all the rage, but you just don't see them much anymore.
No, now they're all slick and fancy and they... I liked that there were people who were just families or just random people.
Yes.
Who did random things and got rewarded for it.
Yes.
Not
yes.
like these fancy.
Now you've got to be a semi-celebrity who's been Botoxed beyond an inch of their life and thrown into a house full of 16 people and forced to survive.
It's ridiculous.
It's tough. It's tough to get yourself on television.
I don't understand how it can be so difficult these days.
Mm.
But Vegas is quite a fun place to be, and there is someone who decided to have a bit of a fun time in Vegas of late.
Yes.
Unfortunately for us, though, we didn't get to see the crown jewels. Which is very disappointing. But it was good to see that Diana's son.
Were they on show, though, or were they covered by himself?
He
is
was
something in the magazines?
His hand was cupping them.
Ah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's good to see that he's Diana's son
mm-hmm.
and possibly not Charles's. But that's just speculation. you know, I'm not saying anything about that. I don't want to start rumors or anything like. You know, I'm going to be a good.
That's
good
unlike
person.
You.
I'm the last person who would start a rumor. Mm. I am the unrumor mill. You know, I'm the person who puts it back all together after it has been crushed through the mill.
Oh yeah,
you know,
right.
I'm the soul. I'm the good soul. Yeah, but good old Harry, I was very excited when we found out this all happened. And the funniest thing was, it took the Royals a very long time to actually say, yes, this is him. It actually took them a long time to actually come out with a press.
So has he got in trouble? Because I've been regional all week and been shut off from any form of news. What's the update with that?
I don't know. I think maybe his grandma would be very upset with him. Mm-hmm. She might, you know,
Smack on the bottom.
Mm. Yeah, put him in the corner.
The bottom that everybody's now seen.
Exactly. And quite a nice bottom it is too, if I say so myself. But, you know, I think the UK papers have gone crazy.
Oh, they'd be a meltdown.
Oh, they were freaking. They said they wanted to go on their own little. They want to publish them.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, how could you not?
Mm.
Come on, good old Prince, good old Harry. But I must say, he was a very handsome-looking man at the closing ceremony in his suit, and quite handsome out of it as well. So I can't complain about that at all.
Which one would you rather?
The latter.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. The former. I'll do the former. Mm. That's right. But then it would come off anyway, so it'd be the latter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
This is SNM Fridays on Joy 94.9, and since it's only 3 minutes to nine...
Speaking of see you later.
See you later. We might do a bit of that now before we get into the music.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be, you know, rushing it afterwards.
True.
So very quickly, thank you to everyone who's messaged in today. Thank you to all of our people who have helped out today. And thank you to our girl groups who have kindly lent their music to be played. Join us on social media, joy.org.au/SMFridays. And we will be with you the same time next week. Heaven willing, God willing, if we don't get pulled before that. Who can say?
It's hit and miss, really.
That's right. It's a week-by-week thing for us.
Mm.
We don't know what's happening next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.